Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ going to join us here in just a bit in the studio and connected via the web. We got Eric Douglas, diving author extraordinaire, Captain Walt D. Martini, Jerry the Diver Guy,
What's going on? Who else?
Who knows who might show up on today's 2-hour radio spectacular? Yeah, guys, good to catch up. You know, I missed you the last couple of weeks because we've been traveling. At least CJ and I have. Are you jealous?
You didn't love us anymore.
Well, you know, we were traveling and you know, living large in Hollywood and stuff. And
Jerry, I'm not hearing him deny it.
Yeah.
Well, you know how he is. He's Greg the Dive Master.
Well,
okay, all right.
If it, dive buddies in every port.
Well, you know, when you get to go on these trips and stuff, one of the benefits is that you get to rub it into all your friends. Like, hey, you poor saps, guess what I'm doing?
Absolutely.
You can, you know, suck it. Look at this. And, you know, we're out in Catalina Island having just a big time. And I covered some of it on the show last week, but not nearly enough because I was absolutely blown away. And so I have to share more this week and rub it in a little bit more. So, you know, if you feel like you're getting stabbed in the back and having it twisted a little bit, guys, it's just, you know, that's just goes with the territory. You know that, right?
We're used to it.
Yeah, yeah. Don't take it personally.
No problem.
Yes. It's just what we do. And you guys have done all this before, right, Jerry? You've been to Catalina, haven't you, or have you?
No, I have never been farther than Las Vegas.
Well, this is going to hurt. This is going to really hurt you. But I know Jerry, or I mean, I know Eric has been out there. And what about Walt? Walt, have you been out to Catalina before or no?
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
Okay.
From the Balboa Bay Club in L.A., we sailed 26 miles across the sea to Santa Catalina.
Ah, very nice. All right. Nice well, he's had some of these experiences that I'm about to share then, so it won't hurt quite as much as it hurts Jerry and anyone else. But really, the point is to share these experiences and encourage people to, you know, follow in my fin kicks or, you know, my travels and go do this yourself and experience. Because, trust me, it's well worth the effort. Despite the fact that I didn't dive, I laid the groundwork for some future dive adventures there in Catalina with Vinnie Two Tanks and Captain Butch. And I got to thank them tremendously for making their vessel available to CJ and myself for this little adventure that we had last week. And just a phenomenal time and just awesome dudes. They're going to be on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with us in October 7th with Eric. And Eric's going to write a book and the whole thing. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But what you didn't hear on the show last week, because we had wrapped up our little recording from the bow of the vessel there while we're at Two Harbors, was that on the way back to the mainland from Catalina, we found a pod of Pacific bottlenose dolphins. Wild dolphins, a massive pod. I mean, hundreds of dolphins. I had never seen this, you know, in person ever. I've seen videos online and, you know, on Discovery Channel and this kind of thing. But, oh, my gosh, we got the vessel and we got right in the middle of this pod of dolphins. They you know, he kind of just drifted out in front of their path and they just kind of came all around the boat. And next thing you know, I'm on the bow of the vessel going, I'm king of the world! And there's dolphins jumping everywhere. It was unbelievable, magical. I can't really describe it as cool as it was, but I got to thank Captain Butch and Vinny Two Tanks for making that possible. that was just an experience that, man, I wish everybody on the planet had the opportunity to witness themselves, because it's just so cool to see them up close like that in a wild environment. Now, you know, this isn't SeaWorld. This is nature, baby. And, you know, you see the little baby ones and families, big monster dolphins. Oh, my gosh. Crazy stuff. Couple of spouts off in the distance. Some whales were cruising by. I mean, it was just amazing. Just made you feel very small, too, because the scenery, the mountains backdrop of Catalina and just the expanse of the whole scenery is just overwhelming. Really, really, really cool. So, you know, that was kind of like the cap on a beautiful experience there after the scuba show in Long Beach, running over to Catalina, and definitely, you know, laid the groundwork for us to go back and do some serious diving, which will be on the list next time I head over to that part of the world for sure. And hopefully I won't have to wait till the scuba show next year to do it. I'd like to go back sooner, maybe during the summer when the water is slightly warmer than 63 degrees, which is what the divers were coming back and reporting on. They also said there was a thermocline at about 12 feet. So 63 at the surface, then a thermocline. I'm like, wait a minute. I thought 63 was the thermocline. Oh, no! It gets cold. I'm like, it gets cold. Yeah, right. So I did not get in the water to dive. But I talked to some of the divers, had a fun trip. And you know, we met this guy there at Casino Point. I mentioned it on the air. We're going to follow up with him and find out exactly what's going on. But at Casino Point, there in Avalon of Catalina, they have a new kind of like a history of diving or diving equipment museum kind of exhibit set up there in one of the rooms. And he said they had just emptied it out. They did some transitions there at the casino. I mean, and by the way, if you don't know, the casino itself is now a state-of-the-art movie theater. They had Galaxy of the Guardians 2 showing, and I peek my head in the door, and it's like one of these old classic Hollywood movie theaters, and there are speakers everywhere, a crazy-looking stage and curtains. I mean, real fancy movie theater there at the casino. So that's what it's turned into, and it was really Jerry. Something. Yeah, Jerry.
Let me ask you a question. You're talking about this pod of dolphins. I was supposed to cue up some music for that, wasn't I? I think instead of seeing the dolphins, you've seen something else.
What, like pink elephants? I mean,
there you go. That's the theme music right there.
Okay, Titanic. Yeah, no, it wasn't Titanic. It was the Queen Mary in the background, yes. But could easily have been mistaken for Titanic, for sure.
Yeah, he was up on that bow doing that, arms reaching out.
Yes, you know, I'm king of the world. Yeah. Well, CJ just walked in. He witnessed this event and saw me do that, and he was hanging on for dear life to the rail there because he was a little nervous about being on the front of the boat with the waves and stuff.
How crazy was that?
That was awesome, though, wasn't it?
It was amazing.
You know, we didn't need the music because the music was going on in our minds while we were watching this event.
How many dolphins do you think there were?
Hundreds. Hundreds. It might
That's
have been a thousand.
Not exaggerating
no.
at all.
I mean, it could have been over 1,000, easy.
Well, I don't know about 1,000.
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, but they were really, I mean, it was
easily over 100.
Yeah. Oh, no, way more than 100, CJ, for sure. Absolutely. No, they were, I mean, when you got out on the bow, see, CJ was holding on to the rails because he has a little height issue thing, or I don't know, was it height that was spooking you?
I just don't want to fall into the super cold 63-degree Pacific Ocean.
Okay, so it's a fear of cold. What is it, a coldophobia?
Yeah, I think it's a...
Or warm water wussophobia?
Phobia.
Yeah, okay, I'll go with that. And I have that too, but I'm a little bit more, I don't know, outgoing in that regard. I was like, oh, I'll do it, what the heck? Or worse, you know, you fall into the water, the worst thing that can happen is you are preserved cryogenically for, you know, it'll
like Han Solo?
Yeah, absolutely.
In a block
anyway,
of ice?
I got out there on the bow, and I was like, oh, yeah, let's do it. And I haven't got the pictures from Butch. Butch was back at the helm taking some pictures with his cell phone, so hopefully he captured some of this moment, but we'll have to wait and see how that unfolds and how it took place. But yeah, that was it was magical. We didn't need the music. Jerry. It, like I said, it was happening. Just
but
like
thanks for the effort.
Just like when you see a great white.
I would say Celine Dion was playing some horn in the background.
Well, in our mind, it was just like when you see a shark, like a great white.
Now, you know what was playing in my mind?
Theme. Which one? What?
The song that wasn't Celine Dion. I can tell you that.
No, you sure?
It was Miami Vice.
Miami Vice.
Yeah.
Why?
Because we're on a boat hauling ass in the Pacific Ocean.
We're not even close to Miami, though. We're in California.
True. I mean, geographically, it's way off.
Yes.
But stylistically, it's right there.
Okay. Okay. I may have been
who
wearing...
Who was Tubbs?
Well, that would be CJ.
And who was Crockett?
Well, I was wearing a leisure suit, so that makes me that guy, I guess. I'll be that guy.
I'll be Tubbs. He was badass.
Was he?
Why was you wearing a leisure suit in the middle of the ocean on a yacht?
Well, because of the Miami Vice vibe. We were just feeling it. You just kind of go with it and that kind of
thing.
It's more manly than Titanic, isn't it? Come on, give me that one.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the party.
We're going to have some fun without a dive.
At the party. Scuba party.
Now don't stay behind. Don't get left out.
At the party. Party.
Now the scuba party is here and it's here to stay.
Scuba party.
Oh. If you want some fun, it's the only way.
Scuba party. Scuba party.
We're gonna dive in and swim all about. Move around just like the truck. Now at the party.
Yes, it's a party here at the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, back from a very cool adventure on the left coast. Thanks to Vinny Two Tanks and Captain Butch. CJ and myself went out there to Catalina Island after the scuba show in Long Beach and just had a big old time.
That was really fun.
Really fun. You know, wild dolphins. We had... just an amazing experience with that. And then, you know, I wanted to get back and make sure I cover this base because we're going to talk about this in a future episode of the show. There's a new exhibit, a dive equipment museum type thing set up at the casino there in Avalon and Catalina. I don't have the guy's name in front of me, but it was super nice to, you know, let us in after hours and gave us a little VIP tour of this exhibit that is hopefully going to be permanent, he said, but it's brand spanking new. It had just opened there in the casino there at Avalon, and it has all this stuff from, you know, like Sea Hunt and The Abyss and James Bond, all these stuff, all, you know, like dive equipment stuff.
Vintage.
Yeah, they had some tanks, like a scuba setup that Elvis had used. And this guy used to work in the underwater filming industry of Hollywood, and he started collecting this stuff early on in his career.
Yeah, this is all his personal stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. He's like, yeah, it was an opportunity to clean out my garage and put it on display. And
unreal. And everything in there is either, it's like in brand new condition.
Yeah, he really has done a nice, nice job. There was a guy named Nick Acorn, who used to do a similar type of thing in some of the dive shows. He passed away here last year or two, I believe. And but he'd be at the dive shows, and he'd showcase all these old regulators and stuff, and you could kind of peruse them. It was always very interesting to kind of hear the story. But this guy had a story about every piece that was on display. Pretty fascinating, you know, a pretty fascinating exhibit. So if you had the opportunity and you get over to Catalina anytime soon, make sure you look for that. It's right there in the casino in one of the side, I don't know, offshoot rooms. That when you walk around the casino, like you want to go dive off of Casino Point, or once again, they have this real fancy movie theater in there now. It's a cool thing to go check out. And you definitely, if you're a diver, you're going to want to see that, because it's brand spanking new and pretty cool, to say the least. I see that Casey, my buddy, dive buddy Casey from the Tobacco Hut, has joined us. Casey, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, Greg. Hey, yeah. Catalina, did they request a copy of the Scuba Radio Extravaganza while you're out there for the museum?
Well, you know, this was just equipment. This isn't like the History of Diving Museum down in Isla Mirada.
I understand.
So, you know, if there were actually physical elements from our the play that we put on at BTS for our 20-year anniversary.
So did you get up the courage to jump in the water and play with the Garibaldis?
No. I watched them from the surface. They were bright and orange. But the water temp was 63, and there was a thermocline about 12, 15 feet below that.
Our fearless leader is scared of cold.
Yeah, it's called coldophobia. We figured that out in the first segment, CJ.
But I thought with a monkey heart, you'd be good.
No, monkeys, you don't see monkeys in cold water environments. Those are Sasquatch. Those
supposed to give you, you know, that brave, yeah, you know, gung-ho attack mode.
Yeah, no. I laid the groundwork for us to go back, you know, when it warms up here a little bit. You know, Vinny Two Tanks and Butch. You know, I think they might lend their vessel to us to come.
I used to dive out there in a quarter-inch wetsuit. It's no big deal.
Well, you're insane, you know?
Well, there's that.
Yes. But, you know. So we have that in common, but that's not enough to put me into the cold water.
You had a couple of years to get used to it.
You think that's what it would take? Yeah.
Well, I was born and raised out there, so it was nothing to run down the beach and just jump into the water. So.
Okay. Well, that's you know, it's all about perspective. If you're used to it.
But then when you jump in, you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not that loud.
Not that loud?
It wasn't that loud. I kept it fairly muffled. It was more of a.
Oh, okay. As, you know, you lost your breath and. Yeah.
Yeah, we did all that, but, you know, you had to be macho about it.
Okay. Well, that would be you. That would not be me. But,
cold.
Know, it was really nice. And, you know, when we walked around Catalina, whether it was in, you know, around there by Casino Point in Avalon or over Two Harbors, actually a couple people came up to me. Hey, Greg, how you doing? It was kind of ironic, small world kind of stuff.
You're
you know?
Famous.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but one of the dive operators there in Two Harbors came up and said, "Hey, we were hanging out. We saw you at the scuba show in Long Beach." So you know, it's a hop, skip, and a jump for them, you know, to get over to Catalina. That's just what they do.
26 miles,
yeah, something like that. Pretty short distance for them, you know. It's like their Bahamas or something, even less than the Bahamas for them. So a great little weekend getaway for sure, but just an awesome trip. We also saw. These shrimps, or no? What
they
did we decide?
Like little crabs,
little crawfish. They were like cooked.
They were more like crabs than lobster. I mean, they weren't long. They were more.
Yeah, they were
out.
More. They were more like New Orleans crawfish.
So, Greg, you caught the crabs while you were out there?
Well, they weren't crabs. They were crawfish. It's a different kind of thing. But they looked like they were already cooked. They were bright red, like they had already been boiled up.
That was crazy.
So did you munch on one?
Did we ever look that up?
Test your theory?
Well, we started to. We grabbed one of them and to just say, what the heck is that? Because it was bobbing on the surface. Like, I was like, oh, I wonder if it's injured or something. And so Vinny, he kind of scooped it up with his hand and brought it on the boat, and we looked at it real quick, and then I think it was CJ. Were you the one who screamed like a little girl when it kind of jumped? I think that was you.
Patently and, false.
I think it was him. And then
those
we
are all lies.
We put them back, and then we noticed, wait, there's another one. And they were literally, like, you know, kicking their tail and bobbing on the surface, like breaking the surface of the water.
You know, that's how the Alien movie starts. You look at something like that real close, and the next thing it jumps down your throat, and it's in power.
Well, I was wondering.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
We had never seen anything like this.
We don't know for sure these are of this planet.
And then we literally see thousands of them under the surface. I mean, they're everywhere.
About like 3 feet down, right?
Yeah. It was like a huge crawfish bait bowl or bait ball kind of thing or something. It really was bizarre. It was obviously some kind of spawning thing that was going on with these crawfish. Only thing I come with, maybe they're Pacific crawfish. I don't know.
We should have put some potatoes
over the boat and drag it down to Davy Jones' locker.
Well, I was wondering where the mother crawfish was, you know, the big mother, the Kraken of the group. But we never did come across her. We got away and escaped that horrible end. But what a great experience. You know, dolphins, crawfish. We didn't have a boil or anything. We let them live for another day. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me today.
What up?
And, you know, I got to say, we had such a great time in California, but I got back to our home base of operations in Orlando. I celebrated a birthday and planned for a puppet show. And I kid you not, we are literally planning for a puppet show. I mentioned this before, and the idea of turning our 20 years still sucking on air play. That, you know, Casey mentioned it in the last segment. He asked if people were asking about that when we were at the scuba show. And actually, they were. They did come up and ask, you know, that was interesting what you guys did there for your 20-year anniversary. This is a, you know, show or play that you put on, you know, is that the end of it? Well, we talked about how we could extend our 15 minutes of chaos. Not really fame. I don't know. What would you call that, CJ?
You mean the 6 minutes?
Yeah, it's about six plus, yeah.
6 minutes of...
history.
Ridiculousness.
Okay, it could be that. And we have come up with this idea to possibly perform the play live in front of an audience at the DEMA show with puppets.
Requested by no one.
Are you sure? I thought I remember hearing someone, like a voice, speak to me. Do it with puppets. That would explain something. Explain some of the chaos, maybe. But yeah, so we have
I got nothing.
we are planning to put on Scuba Radio 20 years still sucking on air.
You actually made him speechless.
Yeah, it's shocking, isn't it?
That's hard to do.
Yeah,
I'm stunned.
Yeah, but there's a Neil Watson puppet. There's a Captain Slate puppet. All the characters that are featured in our little play that we put on for our 20-year anniversary are going to be in puppet form, it looks like, for the DEMA show.
I'm looking right, like, 2 feet away from me. Your brain.
Yes. Yeah, because that would be the future of Scuba Radio, where they...
It's about the same size.
What are you talking about?
It's a life size for you.
That's actually...
No, that's just a peanut lady.
No, that's my brain. Yeah.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
You came all the way down here for this.
And scuba diving.
Scuba diving? Who's going scuba diving?
We're going scuba diving. We'll be back in time.
What do you have to go scuba diving for?
For fun.
For fun?
And I'm a scuba-holic. I spend all my time beneath the waves. No more gin and tonic. Scuba diving is all that I crave. I don't need a 12-step program. Meetings I never attend. All I need is blue water. I catch a buzz each time I dive in.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio. And then we have Casey, Jared the Diver Guy, Eric Douglas, Walt DeMartini. We just got a huge group of fun-loving friends, diving friends hanging out today.
Hey, do we have time to do something real quick?
Okay, what do you got, CJ?
I got you a little something.
Little something?
No,
what do you mean?
No big deal, just for your birthday.
For my birthday, yes. Well, okay.
You should read that.
I should read it?
Possibly.
On the air, live?
Yeah, I think the listeners will get it.
Is it something I can say on the air without having to hit the dump button?
I think so.
Let's see. Okay, let's open this
up. Remember which word I
birthday,
used.
I had a birthday on Tuesday, as soon as we got back there.
Describe the front.
From the left. Okay, so the card has a picture of a... toilet roll holder, like for toilet paper, but it looks like it's out of paper.
It's empty.
It's an empty toilet roll dispenser that you would see in like in a bathroom. So, and I open it up. Oh, there's no check, no money. And it says, Greg, it's not the end. It's a new beginning. Happy birthday. Stop throwing your poo, CJ. Oh,
see?
That's nice.
Very appropriate.
Very nice.
And also.
Oh, there's more. There's normal, you know, the whole poo thing is that monkey heart.
You know, like this fancy wrapping?
Side effect of having being installed with a monkey heart after my open heart surgery. So, oh yeah, wow!
How
look
about
at that? Our mermaid rum. We got a fresh bottle of mermaid rum. How about this? Yeah,
well, and
don't tell drunken sailor.
No, he can't have that.
And you know what this is?
What is that? That looks like a stick that you're planning to hit me with.
It is a traveling humidor.
Ah!
And in here is a delicious cigar.
All right.
I'm not going to give him a plug on the air, but...
cigar?
It's a good one.
It's a good one? All right. Well, thank you, CJ. It's nice. CJ and myself, Bubble Boy was supposed to join us, but he's a little under the weather, but we're planning to head over to... join our friends at Seminole Scuba for a George Thorogood concert tonight in Orlando.
Bad to the bone.
So we'll have to, you know, smuggle this stuff in. No, we won't do that. Wink, wink. Anyway, yeah, you'll hear about that next week. And
do I have to be the pregnant lady again? Put on the prosthetic belly and the breasts?
Whatever it takes to, you know, get the mermaid rum in, yes.
All right, I'll take. Yeah. Well, it's your birthday, so.
Okay, well, appreciate that.
I'll strap it on one more time.
Okay. Anyway, good stuff. Great trip. We got some big plans. So we're still in kind of celebratory mode because of my birthday, because of my trip from the left coast and all that kind of thing. But we got some other great news going on today on the big show because Eric Douglas is with us. And, you know, he has booksbyeric.com. You go there, check it out. And his new book, I should just let you take it from here. Right, Eric? This is the big announcement.
You're doing fine.
Well, this is the big day, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So is it available now or Monday or what? What's the deal?
The third key. This is a special just for your listeners. I haven't even told my mailing list or my followers online. Just for Scuba Radio listeners, you find out in advance that The Third Key, Sharks in the Water, the latest Mike Scott novel, is now available. You could download it and start reading it today.
All right. And they just have to go to booksbyeric.com?
Booksbyeric.com. All the links are there. It's It's in soft cover and in on Kindle as well. But you could be reading it in 5 minutes if you wanted to.
Well, there you go. You heard it here first.
But of course, don't stay till the end of the show and then download it.
Yes. Well, you can do. You can multitask. They can download and listen at the same time. That's easy.
I'll have my copy by 6 o'clock tonight.
Well, there you go. All right. Say so, yeah.
Perfect with a cocktail and a cigar.
Yeah, Casey has a really slow internet connection because really it just takes seconds. But that's okay.
So he's going to start downloading it now, but he won't be done until.
Yes,
6.
He's still on dial up, I guess, but that's okay. But yeah,
well, thank you, Casey.
What's wrong with dial up?
Nothing. Hey, whatever works. You know, it's about the journey. Is that how you justify that stuff? I don't know.
Sure you do.
Okay. But yeah, the new book, the new Mike Scott book, who is a diving photographer adventure guy, just a cool guy that every diver wants to be, is called The Third Key, Sharks in the Water. I have read it. CJ, you read it too,
I
right?
read it. It was awesome.
Yeah, you know, Eric gave us a little preview in advance, and I got to tell you, you're going to love it, especially if you've read any of Eric's previous Mike Scott novels. Yeah, even if you haven't,
yeah,
you could pick it up right there and still enjoy it immensely. So you don't necessarily have to read them in order, per se, but...
I try to make them so they're standalone, but there's always a little reference here and there. So if you've read the earlier ones, you go, oh, I know exactly what he's talking about.
Yeah.
But no, they're all set up to be standalone, so you can just jump right in and read wherever you want.
That's right. And then if you want to go back and read the other ones, you can do that as well.
This one, of course, is set right down in the Florida Keys,
absolutely.
Right around Key Largo.
Yeah. There's been a lot of stuff going on with sharks and that kind of thing, and you know we're going to be coming into. Shark season, because it happens every summer, and this one is no exception. You know, we got some movies coming out, a Sharknado 5, Shark Week will happen in July, and then there's this other film that I might as well bring it up, because everyone's going to be talking about it anyway. And it's, what is it called, 47 meters or something like that?
47 fathoms.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, 47 fathoms.
Okay. And,
hey, Greg?
Yes, sir.
I think Stuart's got something going with Good Morning America coming up here this week.
Absolutely, on Monday on Good Morning
May
America.
22nd.
Yeah, so they're doing a shark dive with the weather person from Good Morning America, and they're going out with Stuart Coves in Nassau. Yeah, I was going to bring that up. Thanks for bringing that up even
Speaking
sooner.
Speaking of sharks, Greg, did you get the text I sent you last week?
About
that guy naked on a shark?
Oh, yes, the shark hunter. Yes. Yeah, I tried to get that image out of my mind. Thanks for bringing it back there, though.
What a friend's for.
Well, yeah, I saw that, and that if you didn't see it, if you're, on Facebook, it's popped up everywhere.
Glad I missed that one.
You missed that one, CJ, really? So it's basically he caught a shark, and then he decided it'd be cool to get a picture with him naked on top of the shark.
Oh, wait a minute. I did see that.
Yeah.
But I wasn't warned before. I didn't know what it was.
Right.
And I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah. And, it's created quite a stink on many levels because the guy is supposedly some CEO from I forget which company. I don't really want to say because that might be...
It's a sandwich company.
Well, yeah, but I don't really want to say because I wasn't sure if that was just stuff that was made up or if it was really him or what.
Drunken Sailor told me that was him.
Oh, well, of course. Well,
he said that was him in the picture. I thought that was a good visual.
I don't know. I don't think there's enough rum in the world.
Wait, Casey thought that was a good visual? If you thought it was Drunken Sailor, no.
Well, relative to being Drunken Sailor.
Well, okay. I guess if you compare it to some of the other pictures that we have of him in compromising positions, yeah, maybe.
Mid-pack.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe a 6.
Okay. But yeah, it's a little disturbing for sure. But, I don't like really promoting that stuff. I mean, I just like, if I see things like that, I don't want to. I just like, ignore it and just go on. You don't want to draw any attention to it. I mean, the backlash against the guy, is like, how dare you do this? You should be ashamed of yourself, guilt him out of ever wanting to do it again. I think it's probably already happened anyway. And just drawing more attention to it just builds it into something that nobody really wants to see anyway.
Humans acting stupid again.
Exactly. Stupid human tricks.
Maybe. So, like, talking about it on the radio would be bad.
Well, not bad. I'm just saying, I when I saw it, I just tried to ignore it. I didn't want to share it with people or try to jump on the bandwagon like, hey, we need to boycott this guy or that guy or whatever because he did this. And, you know, I was like, eh, it's just...
Well, the Darwin Award may kick in before long.
Well, I would think so, yeah. You know, getting your picture taken naked with sharks that you had just fished out of the sea is kind of annoying and just, well, there's something wrong with
if
you,
if he was underwater with the shark,
no,
then it would have been semi-cool.
Well, that's just buff diving. That's just something that you have on your list that you just want to mark off.
Oh, and if the shark had given his consent.
No. This was like necrophilia and sharks. Which is really wrong. Yeah. You hear what I'm saying?
Well, the shark probably said no.
Okay. He did it without his consent, and that's a whole other can of worms. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Here come a dive buddy, he be breathing so slowly. He swim to the float ball, he not one to linger. He say, I check you, you check me. In the sea.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio, as well as a new puppet that just arrived via UPS. Boy, this puppet show we got planned is going to be something, you think?
The joy on your face when you open up that puppet. It was like a child at Christmas.
Well, you know, it was my birthday this week, so that was kind of like my birthday present to me.
To see a grown man so excited about receiving a puppet.
I think I did. I was more excited for the mermaid rum, admittedly. But
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
He wants to be like Geppetto.
Okay, if you say so. It's going to be more, when we put this thing on, when we actually do this puppet, it's going to be more like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, where I'll be myself, and then we'll have, you know, we'll introduce the viewers to my virtual world of characters in puppet form. So what is Mr. Rogers, what does it transform into? What you remember
the
that?
Land of make-believe.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
You got to take the trolley.
You know, I didn't think about the trolley part of things, but it's kind of like that. You know, because
who's
they never...
Who's going to be Princess Kitty?
That'll have to be one of the mermaids, I wouldn't imagine. And we'll just leave it at that. Hey,
Greg, you take the magic dive boat to the land of scuba diving.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, let's just see how our 20 years still sucking on airplay goes first. And then I'm sure we'll have to...
Now we got
to
get a boat.
Chuck them. Chuck the puppets.
Can they make puppet boats? We need a half a boat prop.
Yeah, we'll see. We will see. Hey, by the way, before I forget, you know, we'll talk about this some more on future editions of The Big Show, but that movie coming up about sharks is called 47 Meters Down.
The one we weren't going to mention?
Well, no, I don't have a problem mentioning it. I want the divers to be aware of it because it's Mandy Moore, who I hate her now because she's doing this stupid movie, and she's going on a shark dive in a cage like a great white shark dive. The cable gets severed, and it's all about them trying to survive back to the surface, you know, surrounded by great white sharks. So this is going to attack shark diving in a whole new way. You know, it's just like The Shallows was last year, and that movie blew, despite the fact that Blake Lively was kind of interesting to see. Mandy Moore, you know, I didn't really have any respect for her before. Now I really don't. So
I'm trying to think of who that is.
She's one of those kiddie stars, you know, that your kids
she
probably
used to be a singer, right?
Yeah, she used to sing. So she's on some TV show. But anyway.
Like Pat Benatar?
She's like a Disney superstar.
Yeah, way worse.
Okay.
Way worse. I do want to throw out a couple little things, though. We have to, you know, I got to catch up after our, you know, week of travel there out on the left coast. There are a couple things that I didn't mention on the air that I want to talk about that you'll hear more about in the future. Here, hand that over to me here, CJ, because this is kind of cool. one of them was a bug spray that I thought I would need in Catalina.
Not for lobsters.
Correct. Well, it could
be. Not
that
kind of bug.
But it was, you know, like no-see-ums. You know, you go to the Caribbean, you get ate up by them no-see-ums. You turn into, you know, like you look like you got chicken pox or
like
something.
Like the gnats?
Yeah, well, you can't see them, so they call them no-see-ums. And this lady out there at the scuba show came up with this natural bug spray that was creating quite a stir there at the show. I'm trying to, like, she calls it natural bug spray, but what is the name of it exactly here? I wanted to give her a plug, hold on, because it looked kind of cool. We ended up not needing it in Catalina because we didn't come across any bugs. You know, which was nice, but I thought for sure it's an island, we're going to have bugs, but we were on the boat. So there was a breeze going the whole time, so the bugs were kept at bay, so we didn't need to use it there. But I can guarantee you I will need it back here in Orlando soon, because it came back and it was muggy and the whole thing. Let's see. Oh, noseeemnomore.com. Noseeemnomore.com. You can go there, check out their website, and she's come up with a special formula that is new to the market, or relatively new. That, you know, it doesn't have DEET in it and all those chemicals that people freak out about and stuff. And it's getting some pretty good reviews.
No see 'em no more.
No see 'em no more.
Or if you want to say that as an acronym to try to remember it, it's like SNISM.
Okay.
Wait, that's not right.
Yeah. We're not going to hire
really?
CJ to be their marketing team. The other thing, and I'll tell you what, this was genius. I was talking to this guy about this product that was actually in the new product showcase there at the scuba show. It's from a company called Kraken. It's called the Smart Housing Pro. And what is nice about this is that it's a underwater housing for your cell phone. Now, and it's not just for iPhones. It's not just for Android phones. It's for all phones.
What?
Yeah, it has a little lever in it that kind of collapses around and holds the phone in place, has a full display window on the back of it, and uses Bluetooth technology to control the camera functions of your phone. So whether you have an iPhone, an Android phone, you know, whatever, it fits like almost all types of phones. It'll hold, the housing will hold it, and it's really substantial. It's a nice housing and has some cool features, no leak features in it that really are impressive. And that's made by Kraken with a K. And you might want to look up that product, Smart Housing Pro by Kraken. I'm going to be checking that out in the future, possibly on our next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in Saba. So you'll definitely be hearing more about those products. But I think they solved a big problem, which is everybody has a different kind of phone. And I don't want to have to get a specific housing for it. This kind of fits the bill. All right, hour two is coming up. Our friends from ReefSafe and a few other surprises coming up. So stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.